Welcome to story time, everybody. I'm Pear.
And I'm Orange.
Ugh, great. What now?
It's a voice modulator.
Just got it.
Awesome. Well, maybe put it away, because I'm going to tell the story of Pinocchio. You want to hear it?
Boy, would I.
Ugh.
Get it? Boy, would? That's a double pun, son.
Well, double congrats on being doubly annoying. Now then, you probably know the G-rated Disney version of Pinocchio, but the original story isn't quite so suitable for children. Orange, would you knock it off?
Sorry.
Anyway, the original version of Pinocchio. Once upon a time, there was a carpenter. One day, he brought home a block of wood he planned to carve into a table leg. When he cut into it, the block of wood cried out.
Wood, you stop that?
Orange!
Okay, no more voice modulator.
I promise.
That was the last one, I swear.
Anyway, the carpenter decided to give the wood block to his neighbor, a poor puppeteer named Geppetto. He carved the wood into a boy puppet and named him Pinocchio.
Wait, I thought the block of wood yelled in pain when it got cut.
That's right.
So Geppetto just ignored the screams and kept carving it? He must really hate Pinocchio.
Geppetto does not hate Pinocchio.
Oh yeah? Then why'd he give him a name like Pinocchio?
Moving on. The moment Geppetto finished carving Pinocchio's nose, it began to grow uncontrollably.
Killing Geppetto instantly! They won't tell you that in the Disney version.
True, they won't, because that's not how any version of the story goes.
I thought you said this story wasn't suitable for kids.
I did, but...
So let's get some gore up in here. This is boring. Let's get to the...
murder!
Orange! Pinocchio did not kill anyone with his nose!
Sure he did! That's why they're called bloody noses to this day!
Well, that was fun. Now back to the real story! Pinocchio was a mischievous little puppet, and soon as Geppetto gave him legs...
they grew super long!
No.
His neck grew super long!
No!
His legs started turning into noses, and he started stabbing people again!
What?
And this time he was thrice as deadly, because he had three bloody noses!
That's it! Give me that!
Hey! Give me back my voice modulator! Don't put my voice modulator in the garbage disposal! Don't turn on the garbage disposal!
Now, where were we? As soon as Geppetto gave him legs, Pinocchio ran away.
Yeah, my version was way better. What a snooze fest.
Speaking of snoozing, when Pinocchio came home, he fell asleep by the stove and his legs burned off.
What? Yeah!
But then Geppetto built him new legs.
Oh,
and Pinocchio threw a hammer at a talking cricket and killed it.
What? Pinocchio killed Jiminy Cricket? Finally we get some...
How did you get another voice modulator?
I wished for it upon a star. Oh, wait, missed opportunity.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Basically, Pinocchio ran off with his new legs and did a bunch of other mischievous things and got turned into a donkey.
Ooh, did someone say donkey?
Did that come from your voice modulator?
Yeah, that one came pre-programmed. Pretty cool, huh?
Nope. Anyway, in the end, Pinocchio became a real boy. The end.
Oh, wait! I have that one pre-programmed too!
The end!
How many things do you have pre-programmed into that thing?
A lot! You wanna see my favorite?
Fine.
Hey!
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 Ah!
Hey!
Story time! I'm Pear, and today I'll be reading a classic fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel.
And I'll be helping!
I didn't ask for your help, Orange.
Well, you're getting it anyway!
Great, all right. Once upon a time, there were two children named Hansel and Gretel.
And they were really sad because their names were funky.
Orange, if you don't know the story, then don't say anything. What was that?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, now their mean stepmother hatched a plot to ditch them out in the woods.
Wow, that's a ditchy thing to do.
But Hansel and Gretel were smart. On the ground behind them, they left a trail of
Reese's Pieces.
What? No, breadcrumbs.
Nuh-uh, I remember this. It was Reese's Pieces and E.T. thought they were delicious.
Mmm, chocolate.
What? Dude, that didn't happen.
Sure did, and then Hansel and Gretel and E.T. had a dance party, and E.T. showed them his greatest move, the No Pants Dance, yeah!
Dude! That didn't happen!
It did too! E.T. didn't have any pants on, so that's why they call it the No Pants Dance.
No! Not that! E.T. has nothing to do with this!
Yo, what you talking about?
We're doing Hansel and Gretel!
Oh, right.
Okay, anyway, Hansel and Gretel get lost in the woods despite the trail they left on the ground.
Because E.T. ate the Reese's Pieces.
Ah! But they soon came upon a house made of candy that's just incredible.
And edible.
That's right. They start eating the house, and suddenly a mean old witch comes out and
grabs them and flies them across the sky in front of the moon on her bicycle.
No, that's E.T., Orange.
Oh, yeah, whoops. I meant a DeLorean.
She doesn't do that either, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was a pterodactyl, that's right.
Hey, there is no pterodactyl. Can you let me finish?
Okay.
So the witch takes the kids inside the candy house. Once inside, she tells Hansel to get into the...
Gretel!
No, it's the oven, but close enough.
And so Hansel's super confused now because the witch wants him to stand on top of his sister for some reason.
Her name is Gretel.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Gretel. Her name is Gretel.
Right. Gretel!
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 We're saying the same exact thing, Pear.
We are not! Would you let me finish a story?
Okay. Just don't say something you'll regret.
Hansel and Gretel come up with a plan to trick the mean old witch.
Ooh, pranks! This is the part where they trick the witch into sitting on a whoopee cushion, right?
No, dude!
Oh, they tricked her into clicking on a video that was actually a Rickroll!
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and then they tricked her into eating a cake filled with boogers!
What? Oh, gross, dude!
Would you knock it off right now and just let me finish the story?
Jeez, okay.
So Hansel and Gretel come up with a plan to trick the witch into climbing into the oven. They flip it on, and voila! They're saved from the witch!
Which witch?
The witch we've been talking about this whole time.
Which is which again?
Oh, I see. You're just saying the word witch a bunch.
But which is which?
Stop it. Anyway, Hansel and Gretel get rid of the witch and they...
They phone home!
No! That is E.T.
They phoned home and got to go back to their home planet and they ate a bunch of Reese's Pieces.
No, that didn't happen.
Yaha! E.T. and Pterodactyl were there too and they ate Reese's Pieces and they danced the No Pants Dance till the end of time.
That isn't how the story ends.
Yaha! Yes it is!
No!
The end!
Oh.